Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faithfulness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Proverbs 20, verse 6 says, most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find? So faithful people are not everywhere. And everybody likes to think they're faithful, but are they? And how many genuinely, sincerely want to hear one day, well done, good and faithful servant? Well, will you hear it if you have not been faithful? See, that's the thing people don't like to talk about. They like to imagine, well, I'll just bump along and do whatever suits me, and then, you know, I'll hear well done. Well, no. Not everybody heard well done in this story, did they? The people that were too afraid to step out and not obey the Lord, not use their faith, not take advantage of their opportunities, didn't hear well done. They heard something else. And so we've been on this subject. Faithfulness is very important. And we want to hear. I mean, all the little stuff we did in this life will pass away. Nobody will remember it. Nobody will know about it. But anything we did in obedience and faithfulness to the Lord is eternal. And friend, I want to hear it. I want to stand before the Lord and see Him and hear Him call my name and say, well done, Keith. You were faithful over a few things. Now, I'm going to put you over many things. Come on in here, boy. Enter into the joy of the Lord. How many understand nothing else is going to matter when that comes, when it comes to that point in eternity? And so, if it is so important that we be faithful, we need to know what is faithfulness. What does it mean to be faithful? And so, we've been on the last several weeks talking about it and defining it. We said, number one, God is faithful. How many would agree with that? God is faithful. And we've been talking about some of His characteristics. If we're going to be faithful, we have to be like Him. One is, God is always there. Somebody say, He's always there.
Always there.
Can you count on Him?
Yes.
He'll never leave you.
Never.
He'll never forsake you. He'll never leave you helpless or hopeless. That's one of His names, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah, the Lord who is present, the Lord who is here. And so if we're going to be faithful, we got to be there. Every time we're supposed to be there, be where we're supposed to be, when we're supposed to be there. Another thing we said is God cannot lie. Impossible for Him to lie. How many believe God has never told you something wrong? He's never deceived you. He's never told you a lie. And how many understand? He never will. It'll never happen. And that is one of the biggest characteristics of unfaithfulness, is somebody that'll lie to you. No such thing as somebody that'll lie to you and they're a faithful person. That is one of the biggest indicators of unfaithfulness. So you need to feel very strongly about this. Now, you need to love God with all your heart, which means also you love the truth with all your heart, and you hate a lie, and you refuse to be a partner to anything that deceives or lies. God is faithful. He can't lie. He'd never lie to you. How about you? Are you faithful? Then you won't lie. The Bible said a faithful witness will not lie. And then also, our last time we talked about this, God is faithful. He does not change. And we talked about that for a bit. If we're going to be faithful, we're not changing all the time. Once you've heard from the Lord and you've got what's right, you don't need to go a-changing. And how many know God doesn't change His mind? If it was God yesterday, it's still God today. And it'll be God tomorrow. Listening to some people, you'd think God changes His mind every other day. But that's just them being unstable and unfaithful. No, God is faithful, and He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. Well, let's go on today talking about faithfulness. Can you take some more today? In 1 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. 1 Corinthians, chapter 4 and verse 1. 1 Corinthians 4 verse 1 says, "Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God." Stewards. Now you'll see this word come up again in Luke 16 and other places in connection with the subject of faithfulness. A steward, we might say today, instead of steward, would be a manager. But a manager of what belongs to someone else. And that's the big idea. A manager of things that belong to someone else. He said, stewards of the mysteries of God. You know, we've talked about this before, but this is the Lord's church. And these are His resources. The revelation He gives us as ministers, it's His. We didn't create it. We don't even give ourselves our own breath. So really, we're stewards to oversee the handling and management of His things. But isn't it a great privilege to be a steward, a manager of the holy things of God? But verse 2 says, moreover, it is required. Somebody say required. So it's not optional then. It's required in stewards or in managers that a man be found faithful. It's required in one that is handling and caring for and managing another's things that that manager be faithful. Now, in talking about this, let me read the Living Bible, and maybe y'all could put that up for me, 1 Corinthians 4, 2, in the Living. It says, now, the most important thing about a servant is that he does just what his master tells him to. Are you reading that? The most important thing about a servant is that he does what? He does just what his master tells him to. Now, this morning we're getting into an area of faithfulness that is defined by this. If you are a steward, you're a manager of someone else's affairs, if it's their things, it ought to be handled their way. If it's God's things, it ought to be handled His way. And you'll find this, that there are a lot of people that'll talk to you about helping. We want to help. We'll be glad to help. But when it comes down to it, they want to help their way. And oh man, now don't think this is a small deal. This is a big deal. And this is a widespread deal. People want to help, but they want to do it their way. They want you to just turn it over to them and don't bug them about it. Let them handle it. Let them do it their way. Well, no. A characteristic of faithfulness is that you do it not your way, but their way. Y'all with me or not? How many know this is a deal, though? But we're talking about faithfulness. Somebody say faithfulness. Faithfulness. In 1 Samuel 15, you don't have to turn there. But in 1 Samuel 15, how many remember that the Lord told Saul, who was the first king of Israel, through the prophet Samuel to go and destroy the Amalekites? And he said, I mean everything. Everything. And how many remember what Saul did? Huh? He went and they attacked the armies and they defeated the armies, but they saved the king and they saved the best of the sheep and the best of the oxen and the best of the stuff. And when they came back and the prophet Samuel met them, he said, I've done what the Lord told me to do. And Samuel says, well, what is that I hear? I hear sheep. I hear goats and cows. And he said, well, you know, the people wanted to do some of this and, you know, and we did this. And he said, you've not obeyed the voice of the Lord. And he became very adamant. Saul did. He said, I have. I have. How many understand you remember this story? This was the downfall of Saul. He exhibited such rebellion against the Lord. Was he unfaithful in this situation? And how was his unfaithfulness seen? It's not that he wouldn't do it. He went and did it. But he did it how? He did it his way, and then he maintained that his way was God's way. Even in the face of correction, he wouldn't repent. He wouldn't yield. He defied the man of God. In 1 Samuel 15:20, are you there? No, you're not there. You don't have to turn there. 1 Samuel 15:20, Saul said to Samuel, "Yes, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord." Did he? No. But it's important that you don't let this get by you. In his mind, he's saying, "I have done it." Did he do exactly what the Lord told him to do? But what's he saying? I did it. I did obey the voice of the Lord. I went the way which the Lord sent me. And I brought Agag, and I've utterly destroyed the Amalekites. Friends, beware of improvements. Beware of improvements. What do you mean? Adjustments. Changes. God is not big on surprises. We're going to surprise the Lord. We're going to do something different. We're going to add to it. You know, pride always has a better idea. Doesn't realize how unfaithful it's being. Now just think about the word. How many understand a faithful reproduction of something is what? It's an exact duplicate of it. When you start improving it, and we're going to change this color, and we're going to change that, it's not a faithful reproduction. And God doesn't need people that's going to go above and beyond what He asked them to do. He needs people that'll do what He said and not add to it and not take from it. He needs soldiers that can take orders and carry them out to the T and dot every I and cross every T just like He said to do it. Because that is acknowledging He knows more than I do. I'm not qualified, and I don't have the liberty to take liberties and change what He said.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled His Way, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R611E. That's R611E, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.